请弟兄姊妹翻开启示录。
May we turn to the book of Revelation?
启示录第十章。
Revelation chapter 10.
从第一节到第七节。
From verse 1 to 7.
我又看见另有一位大力的天使从天降下，披着云彩，头上有红，脸面像日头，两脚像火柱。
And I saw still another mighty angel coming down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was on his head. His face was like the sun, and his feet like pillars of fire.
他手里拿着小书卷是展开的，他右脚踏海，左脚踏地。
And he had a little book open in his hand, and he set his right foot on the sea and his left foot on the land.
大声呼喊，好像狮子吼叫，呼喊完了就有七雷发生。
And cried with a loud voice as when a lion roars, and when he cried out, seven thunders uttered their voices.
七雷发生之后，我正要写出来，就听见从天上有声音说，七雷所说的，你要封上，不可写出来。
Now when the seven thunders uttered their voices, I was about to write, but I heard a voice from heaven saying to me, seal up the things which the seven thunders uttered, and do not write them.
我所看见的那踏海踏地的天使，向天举起右手来。
And the angel whom I saw standing on the sea and on the land lifted up his hand to heaven.
指着那创造天和天上之物，地和地上之物，海和海中之物，直活到永永远远的启示说，不再有时日了。
And swore by him who lives forever and ever, who created heaven and the things that are in it, the earth and the things that are in it, and the sea and the things that are in it, that there should be delay no longer.
但在第七位天使吹号发声的时候，神的奥秘就成全了，正如神所传给他仆人众先知的佳音。
But in the days of the sounding of the seventh angel, when he is about to sound, the mystery of God would be finished, as he declared to his servants the prophets.
我们再看十一章的十五节到十八节。
Let us also turn to chapter 11, verses 15 to 18.
启示录十一章十五节，第七位天使吹号，天上就有大声音说，世上的国成了我主和主基督的国，他要作王，直到永永远远。
Revelation chapter 11, verse 15. Then the seventh angel sounded, and there were loud voices in heaven saying, The kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever.
在神面前坐在自己位上的24位长老就面伏于地敬拜神说。
And the 24 elders who sat before God on their thrones fell on their faces and worshipped God, saying,
昔在今在的主神全能者啊，我们感谢你，因你执掌大权作王了。
We give you thanks, O Lord God Almighty, the one who is and who was and who is to come, because you have taken your great power and reign.
外邦发怒，你的愤怒也临到了，审判死人的时候也到了。你的仆人众先知和众圣徒，凡敬畏你名的人，连大带小得赏赐的时候也到了。你败坏那些败坏世界之人的时候也就到了。
The nations were angry and your wrath has come, and the time of the dead they should be judged, and that you should reward your servants, the prophets and the saints, and those who fear your name, small and great, and you should destroy those who destroy the earth.
我们晓得启示录是一本非常重要的书。
We understand that the book of Revelation is a very important book.
这是主给教会最后的一卷书。
This is the last book that Christ had given the church.
最后一卷书绝对是非常重要。
The last book is always very important.
他不可能讲一些不重要的事情。
He will not discuss things that are unimportant.
所以我们要好好的来读这一卷书。
So we must read carefully through this book.
但是很多时候我们读的时候我们发觉我们读不懂。
But oftentimes we feel that we don't understand when we read this book.
所以我们就不太读。
So we don't like to read this book.
我们觉得启示录对我们来说是一本封闭的书。
We feel as if Revelation is a closed book.
你知道圣经里面讲到但以理书它是一本封闭的书。
The Bible mentions that the book of Daniel is a book that is sealed.
当但以理写完他的书信的时候呢 神对他说，你要封闭这卷书，一直到末时。
When Daniel had finished writing his book, God had told him to seal this book.
对，一直到末时。
Until the end.
所以但以理书对当事人来说是个封闭的书。
So during that time, the book of Daniel was a book that was sealed.
一直到现在这个末时呢，我们晓得但以理书已经是一个开启的书了。
So now that we are drawing to the end, we understand that the book of Daniel is now open.
但是启示录应该是一本开启的书。
But the book of Revelation should be an open book.
我们每一个人都应该读得懂。
We must all be able to understand this book.
但是因为呢，很多时候我们觉得读不懂，所以我们就不去读了。
But oftentimes we feel as if we don't understand, so we don't go and read it.
所以我们不读就更不懂。
So because we don't read it, we understand it less.
事实上，启示录从头读到尾不到一个小时。
In reality, you can finish the book of Revelations in an hour.
所以我们要多花时间来读。
So we must spend more time reading this book.
那为什么我们读启示录读不懂呢？
So why is it that we cannot understand the book of Revelations?
如果你读整本启示录，你发觉它有四个很大的图画。
If we read the book of Revelations, we see that there are four large images.
而且呢，都讲到约翰被圣灵感动。
And each image explains of what happened when John is in the Spirit.
所以你读第一章第十节的时候，你看见，那你特别提到约翰被圣灵感动。
So in Revelation chapter 1 verse 10, it speaks of the first time John mentions the words in the Spirit.
因为在圣灵的感动里，所以他就看见了一幅图画。
Because he was in the Spirit, he saw his first image.
所以你看，第一幅图画包括了第一章、第二章、第三章。
And because of this image, it incorporates chapters 1 to 3.
然后第二幅图画呢，你看第四章可以看得到。
And the second image can be seen in chapter 4.
所以第四章第二节，你看见约翰又被圣灵感动。
And in Revelation chapter 4, it speaks of how he was in the Spirit.
然后从第四章一直到第十六章，就是这一幅大的图画所表示的。
And the second image is from chapters 4 to chapter 16.
然后你到了第十七章第三节，你看见约翰又被圣灵感动，又看了一幅图画。
And once again, John was in the Spirit in chapter 17, verse 3.
然后从十七章一直到二十章，都是在这一幅图画里面。
And from chapter 17 to 20, he sees yet another image.
然后到了二十一章第十节呢，又一次提到约翰在被圣灵感动。
And chapter 21, verse 10, he is once again in the Spirit.
所以那是二十一章到二十二章这幅图画。
So from chapters 21 to 22, this is the last image.
第一次他被圣灵感动，他是看见的，但是看见一个圣所。
The first time he's in the Spirit, he sees the sanctuary.
主在里面做大祭司。
And in the sanctuary, our Christ is our high priest.
然后他在那修剪灯台。
And he is trimming the wicks of the lampstand.
这说出了呢，他在审判他的教会。
This speaks of our Lord judging his church.
为的是让他的教会呢，能够为他发光，做见证。
So that his churches may shine for him.
所以你看见第二章、第三章，他就审判他的教会。
So in chapters 2 and 3, he is judging his churches.
所以第一个意象给我们看见主跟教会的关系。
So the first vision we see is the relationship between Christ and our church.
但第四章呢，你看见他在圣灵里面被圣灵感动，他看见一个宝座。
In chapter 4, John sees the image of a throne.
然后从四章到十六章，你就看见呢，我们的主跟万国的关系，他怎么审判万国
？And from chapters 4 to chapter 16, we see the relationship between God or our Lord and the nations.
对，他怎么审判万国
？And how he judges the nations.
到了十七章，你看他在被圣灵感动，他就被带到一个旷野。
In chapter 17, John is led in the Spirit to the wilderness.
他就看见一个巴比伦。
And he sees the great Babylon.
啊，这个巴比伦包括了政治的巴比伦 ，political.
And this includes the political Babylon.
还有一个宗教的巴比伦。
And the religious Babylon.
对， 这讲到呢他怎么审判这个巴比伦。
And this speaks of how he will be judging Babylon.
那最后一次在二十一章他看见的呢他是被带到高山。
And in chapter 21, the last time, John is led in the spirit to the high mountain.
那他就看见圣城耶路撒冷从天而降。
And he sees the holy Jerusalem descending from heaven.
那这些告诉我们什么事情？
So what does this all tell us?
约翰看见这一切都是在灵里面看见的。
It tells us that John sees all of these visions in the spirit.
所以我们读启示录不能光是用头脑来读。
So we must not read the book of Revelations only in our mind.
我们还需要有一个谦卑的灵。
We must have a humble spirit.
我们必须要一个祷告的灵。
We must have a spirit of prayer.
我们来进入在灵里面能够看见这些事情。
And we must see these visions within the spirit.
当你真的是有一个祷告的灵来看的时候呢，你会发觉你看的跟一般人看的不太一样。
Once you see things through the spirit of prayer, you will see that you see things differently than other people.
因为我们读启示录的时候，你会发现，你看见有很多的预言 prophecy.
Because when you read the book of Revelations, you see that there are many prophecies.
而且呢，这些预言有很多的表号。
And these prophecies have many symbols.
对，所以呢，每一个人对这些表号呢，你看他解释都不太一样。
And so you see that other people may explain these symbols differently.
所以读的时候呢，大家意见都不一样。
So when reading this book, everybody's opinion is different.
但是如果我们有一个祷告的灵，还有一个谦卑的灵来读的时候。
But if we have a spirit of prayer and a spirit humble,
你来读的话。
If we read with this humble spirit.
你看见的不是这外面的这些预言而已。
We don't see just these outside prophecies.
你摸到的乃是预言的灵。
What you see is the spirit of these prophecies.
所以你记得在启示录十九章第十节那边讲到，预言的灵意乃是为耶稣做见证。
So in Revelation chapter 19, verse 10, it says, For the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy.
所以一般人读他是被这些外面的表号被吸引去了。
So many people that read the book of Revelations are drawn by these outward prophecies.
因为那些东西很让人家好奇。
Because these prophecies cause curiosity.
所以你看我们常常就读到一下出来一个兽 a beast.
So many times we see that a beast comes out in the book of Revelations.
然后过一下又看到另外一只兽又出来了。
And we see further on that there's another beast that comes.
又一条大红龙。
And that there's a red dragon.
你看，我们都被这些吸引了。
And we are drawn by these things.
但是，如果我们是在灵里面，在谦卑的灵来读的话，你摸到的乃是预言背后里面的那个灵。
But if we read with a humble spirit, we could understand the spirit that is.
那预言的灵。
That is the spirit of the prophecy.
那是为耶稣在做见证。
And that is for the testimony of Jesus Christ. Amen.
当然如果我们在读预言的时候我们要注意。
And we must be careful when we read prophecies.
因为彼得后书第一章二十节二十一节那边特别有告诉我们一些话。
Because in 2 Peter chapter 20 and
chapter
1 verse 20 and 21.
特别告诉我们你读预言哦你不能用自己的意思来解释。
Knowing this verse that no prophecy of scripture is of any private interpretation.
他的意思是说我们不能说我们照我们自己的意思来解释这些语言。
Which means we must not explain these prophecies with our own interpretation.
而且呢你也他的原来的意思是说你不能抓住预言的那一句话来解释。
And that we must not take the words of this prophecy at face value.
意思说你必须跟圣经其他的经文一起来读。
But you must read these prophecies with other verses in the Bible.
这样子我们有个正确的态度呢我们才能够摸着那个灵意那个预言的灵。
So that we can have the right understanding so that we may touch the spirit of this prophecy.
读启示录你会发觉他好几次提到圣灵向众教会所说的话凡有耳的都应当听。
Within the book of Revelations, you see many times the Spirit speaking to the church, saying, "Let him who has ears, let him hear."
所以读启示录哦，我们要有一个能听的耳朵。
So reading Revelations, we must have ears to hear.
你不能够光是用头脑，你还有一个能够听的耳朵。
We not only have to have our minds that understand, but we must have ears that can hear.
你知道，你读启示录的时候，你知道圣灵一直要借着启示录来对我们说话。
While reading Revelations, the Spirit uses Revelations to speak to us.
但是许多人会发现呢，他有耳朵，但听不见。
But many will discover that they have ears, but they cannot hear.
为什么？
And why is that?
保罗在提摩太后书第四章告诉我们他的原因。
Paul explains this in 2 Timothy chapters 4.
第三、第四节。
Verses 3 and 4.
他特别提到在末后的时代啊，人要厌烦纯正的道理啊。他们按着自己的私欲就增添好多的师父，因为他们想要听他们想听的啊，结果呢就掩耳，你要把耳朵盖起来，掩耳不听真道，偏向荒谬的言语。
But the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers, and they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables.
如果我们想要听怎么去赚钱
Brothers and sisters, if we want to hear how to make money,
你知道有人就讲怎么样赚钱的道给你听。
There will be someone out there that will have a message based on how to make money.
所以你想要按照你的私欲去听的话呢，你有好多的师父可以教导你。
So if you want to go according to your will to listen to a message,then there will be many teachers out there that can provide this message.
当我们这样的时候，你看见了，你的耳朵就被遮住了。
But at this time, we realize that our ears are now covered.
然后你看，就偏向荒谬的言语。
And we lean towards.
所以现在，如果我们愿意按着神的话来听真道。神会开通我们的耳朵。
So if we lean towards the message that God is, has provided for us to hear, then our ears can be open.
所以我们的耳朵要怎么开通很重要。
So how we open our ears is very important.
大卫是一个榜样。
David is a great example.
我们可以从大卫来学习。
We can learn from David.
诗篇四十篇第六节跟第八节告诉我们。
In Psalms 40,verse
6 to 8. 对，诗篇四十篇第六节，大卫怎么说呢？他说：“祭物和礼物你不喜悦，你已经开通了我的耳朵。燔祭和赎罪祭非你所要。”
Psalms 40, chapter 6. Sacrifice and offering you did not desire. My ears you have opened. Burnt offering and sin offering you did not require.
你看大卫知道神把他的耳朵开通了。
David understood that God had opened his ears.
第八节他说，我的神啊，我乐意照你的旨意行，你的律法在我心里。
In verse 8, I delight to do your will, O my God, and your law is within my heart.
你知道神为什么开大卫的耳朵？
Why did God open David's ears?
因为大卫是一个爱神的人。
Because David loved God.
大卫是一个顺从的人。
And David obeyed God.
一个爱神顺从的人呢，神要把他的耳朵开通。
One that loves and obeys God, God will open his ears.
所以我们读神的话，啊，跟我们向着神的态度有很大的关系。
So when we read God's word and our attitude towards God, that in itself is very important.
你知道在旧约生命记十五章那边啊，又讲到一段故事。
In Deuteronomy, there's a story.
十五章。
In chapter 15.
他呢特别提到，就是说，如果有一个希伯来的仆人，啊，他把因为他贫穷，他把自己卖给他的主人来做工。
If there is a Hebrew man that is sold as a slave,
他做了六年以后呢，第七年，那主人必须要让他自由。
After he has worked six years, on the seventh year, his master must set him free.
但是如果他爱他的主人和他主人的家，他对主人说：“我愿意一生来服侍你。”
But if he tells his master that he loves his master and his house, and that he will serve his master for the rest of his life.
这个时候呢，这个主人就要把这个仆人带在门的旁边。
At this time, his master will take this bond servant by the door.
在他的一个耳朵上面钻一个洞。
And he will open a hole in his ear.
就好像现在我们姊妹喜欢戴耳环一样。
Just like how our sisters like to wear earrings.
我们只知道戴耳环很漂亮，也不知道这是要做终身做奴仆的记号。
We just understand that wearing earrings are pretty. We don't understand that this is a symbol of your slavery.
这是开通他的耳朵。
This is opening your ears.
换句话说，做一个仆人的最重要的不是为主人做事，而是要听主人的话。
In other words, being a bondservant is not only to do work for his master, but it is to listen to his master's words.
所以第一个做的是开他的耳朵。
So the first thing that is done is to open his ears.
那我们常常为主做事，我们听都听不到，但我们跑去做一大堆事情。
Oftentimes we do much work for the Lord, and we hear nothing, but we go around and do a lot of work.
但为主做仆人，第一个是耳朵要开通。
But being a bondservant for the Lord, you must first have your ears open.
然后你才能谈什么叫服侍。
And then you can discuss what is service.
那怎么样开通你的耳朵呢？就是你要爱你的主人跟你的主人的家。
So how is it to how are you able to open your ears? It is to love your Lord and to love His house.
用今天的话来讲呢，就是爱主跟他的教会。
And in today's terms, it is to love the Lord and His church.
而且呢，不是随便你要做什么就什么，你只是一个仆人而已。
And it is not that you do whatever you wish. It is that you are a bond servant only.
所以不是你不是来做主人，你是来做仆人的。
So you are not here to be a master. You are here to be a servant.
而且很奇妙的就是说，他是打一个耳朵。一个洞而已。
And another amazing thing is he only opens one ear.
你记得圣经上讲说，凡有耳的就应当听。
He who has ears, let him hear.
这里的耳朵都是单数的。
And this ear is singular.
你知道我们常常用两只耳朵听。
Oftentimes we use two ears to hear.
左边听进来，右边就出去了。
So in one ear and out the other.
但这边提到一只耳朵。
But here it speaks of only one ear.
意思就是说呢，你只能听，而且要听进去。
So it says here that you must hear and you have to hear within.
你知道箴言第八章三十四节有一段话是很棒的话。
In Proverbs chapter 8 verse 34.
他特别告诉我们啊，听从我，日日在我门口仰望，在我门框旁边等候的那人变为有福。
Blessed is the man who listens to me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the posts of my doors.
我们每一个人都希望有福。Blessed.
Everyone wants blessing.
这里告诉我们，你达到有福的路。
This tells us how to receive these blessings.
他说听从我就听从主，听从我，然后日日在我门口仰望，在我门框旁边等候，那人就有福。
So he who listens to me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the posts of my doors.
弟兄，你看这是不是一个仆人站在门口的那个故事？
So isn't this the story of the bondservant that stands before his master's door?
他等候在他主人的门口，为了听主人的话，他好照着去做。
He waits at his master's door so that he could hear the words of his master, so that he can do as his master says.
所以听话非常的重要。
So hearing is very important.
耳朵被开通是需要爱，需要顺服。
And having your ears open, you must have love and you must have obedience.
有了这样子的态度，我们可以来读启示录。
And having this attitude, we can now begin to read the book of Revelation.
这就是为什么启示录第一章第一节讲了一卷很奇妙的话。
And this is why in Revelation chapter 1 verse 1 it says something very important.
他特别提到他说耶稣基督的启示就是神赐给他叫他将必要快成的事指示他的众仆人他就差遣使者晓谕他的仆人约翰
The revelation of Jesus Christ which God gave him to show his servants things which must shortly take place and he sent and signified it by his angel to his servant John
这里的仆人在原文的意思就是当 servant
The word servant here represents the word bond servant.
意思就是说是奴仆，不是一般的仆人。
So this bond servant is no ordinary servant.
一般的仆人哦，你可以上班八小时，回家了你就回家了。
A typical servant works perhaps 8 hours a day, and you may go home.
那bond servant 是什么呢？就你一辈子是做仆人的，没有自己的时间的。
A bond servant means that you have no time off and you are a servant.Your entire life.
就是一个爱主跟他主人的家的那个人呢，他一生要服侍主，那是帮 servant.
So one that loves his master and his master's house, that is a bond servant.
所以启示录不是写给长老听的。
So Revelation isn't written for the elders.
不是写给 pastor 牧师听的。
It isn't written for pastors.
不是给使徒的。
It isn't for disciples.
启示录是写给 bond servant.
Revelation is written for bond servant.
一个 bond servant, 一个奴仆，他能够听得懂。
A bond servant can understand this book.
所以有了这些态度之后呢，我们可以开始来读启示录。
So having this attitude, we can now begin to read the book of Revelation.
然后启示录呢，就成了一本开启的书。
And Revelation now becomes an open book.
你们最近在读启示录大概第十章到十二章所以我先交通一点这一方面的事
Because you have been reading Revelation chapter 10 to 12 we will begin to discuss some of these things
启示录第十章第一节这边特别提到有一位大力的天使从天降下
In Revelation chapter 10 verse 1 it speaks of a mighty angel coming down from heaven
天使在圣经里面特别提到他是服役的灵
An angel here.
Ministering spirit.
Oh, a minister here is spoken of as having a ministering spirit.
换句话，这里提到天使呢，他是来为着神的旨意，他在那里服侍的。
So this angel comes down according to God's will and serves the Lord.
嗯。那但是他这边特别提到他是个大力的天使。
But it says that he is a mighty angel.
为什么是一个大力的天使呢
And why is he a mighty angel?
因为他来跟后面要让神的奥秘成全发生极大的关系
Because he comes down so that the mystery of God can be complete
所以这需要一个大力的天使
So this requires a mighty angel
那他是谁呢他接着就说他披着云彩头上有红
So who is this angel? It speaks of that he has a rainbow on his headAnd clothed with the cloud.
对，你如果读启示录第四章第三节，你看见那个云彩呢是围着宝座的。
If you read Revelation chapter 4 verse 3, it speaks of there is a rainbow around the throne.
那现在的这个天使呢，他头上有红。
So now this angel has a rainbow on his head.
所以你知道他是从宝座来的。
So you understand that he comes from the throne.
而且他是披着云彩。
And that he's clothed with a cloud.
如果你读诗篇十八篇第十节十一节那边，你就会知道。
If you read Psalms chapter 18 verse 10 and 11, you will understand.
他说，当神呢，他在飞行的时候，他是坐着基路伯飞行，然后他在他的四围呢有厚云遮住。
The Lord when he travels rides upon cherubs, as he flies, and that he is covered with the thick clouds of the sky.
对，而且虹在圣经里面第一次出现的时候，它是在神借着洪水来审判挪亚那个时代的之后呢，虹就出现了。
And a rainbow first comes about in Genesis when, or right after the flood waters.
所以那里红特别讲到神的怜悯 mercy.
So the rainbow represents God's mercy.
然后他说他的脸面像日头。
And his face was like the sun.
我们记得在我们读启示录第一章第十六节的时候，特别提到我们的主，他的面貌如同烈日放光。
In Revelation chapter 1, verse 16, it says that his countenance was like the sun shining in its strength.
所以你看见这里说到了我们的主的美丽，他的荣耀显出来了。
So it speaks of God's beauty and His glory.
然后他的两个脚像火柱。
And that his feet are like pillars of fire.
你知道柱子在圣经里面特别讲到见证说的 testimony 说的。
Pillars represent testimony.
那这里到底要见证什么
？So what is the testimony here?
如果你看见有云彩，又看到火柱，让你想到什么
？If you see clouds and pillars of fire, what does this remind you of?
你记得当神借着摩西带领以色列人出埃及的时候
？Do you remember when Moses led the people, his people out of Egypt?
有云柱跟火柱跟着他们。
There was a pillar of cloud and a pillar of fire that followed them.
而且这些云柱跟火柱呢，向着以色列人，向着神的百姓呢，他说出了神的保护跟神的引导。
To the Israelites, this pillar of cloud and pillar of fire represents God's protection and His guidance.
但是呢，这云柱和火柱向着埃及人，向着神的仇敌呢，这是审判。
But toward the Egyptians, this was a form of judgment.
所以现在呢，这个大力的天使就是我们主所预表的，他要借着他的圣洁、他的公义来审判这个地。
So now this angel that comes down with the pillar of fire, is going to judge
according to his holiness.
According to his holiness and righteousness.
对。然后现在你就看见了，他手里拿着小书卷是展开来的。
And here you see that he has a little book that is open in his hand.
我们读到第五章第一节的时候，我们知道有一个书卷在神的手中是封闭起来的。
In Revelation chapter 5 verse 1, it speaks of a scroll that is sealed.
有七个印来封住的。
It is sealed with seven seals.
所以从第五章到第十章呢，你就看见这个书卷打开来了。
So from chapters 5 to chapters 10, each seal is open.
它是一个印一个印的揭开来的。
The seal is opened one by one.
每一个开一个印呢，就一段时间。
And once each seal is opened, there is a span of time.
那第七印打开来的时候呢，它这一段时间呢，正好有七个号。
And at the opening of the seventh seal, there are seven trumpets.
然后每一个号，每一个吹号呢，都有一段时间。
And each time the trumpet sounds, there is a span of time.
那第七个号就最后一个号呢，吹的时候呢，又是一段很长的时间。
And at the seventh trumpet, when it sounds, there is a longer span of time.
那第七号的这段时间正好就是七个碗下来的时候。
And at this time, there are seven bowls that descend from heaven.
所以事实上哦，你开这个七印的时间呢，就是从主升天一直到主回来。
So at this time, while opening the seven seals.This is the span of time from when God was raised to the heavens until His return.
对，所以你看见当他升天以后呢，来到宝座的时候，他开始开书卷了。
So when he was raised into the heavens, he had started to open these seals.
但是当他开完的时候，你看主要回来了。
And after he's done opening these seals, he will return.
那到底这个书卷是代表什么
？So what do these books mean?
你知道当神在创造。这个世界的时候
，When God was creating the heavens and the earth，
原本他是造的天使。
Originally he had made angels。
他盼望借着天使呢，能够带领万物来荣耀神。
He wished that these angels would bring all of his creations to glorify God.
但是天使失败了。
But the angels had failed.
所以神就造了人。
So God created man.
盼望借着人呢，能够把神的创造能够带回到神的面前。
In hopes that man can bring his creations back before him.
但是人也失败了。
But man had failed.
所以这个世界呢，这背后呢，就撒旦做王了。
So now the earth has Satan as its king.
而且呢，他把这个世界变成什么？变成一个组织 organization.
And he had brought this earth to an organization.
变成一个系统 system.
And he had brought this earth to a system.
来抵挡神。
Against. Become against God.
但是因为神是创造者。
But because God is the creator.
所以他握有书卷，就是说他对他有这个整个世界的所有权状。
So he has the grand deeds to all of his creation.
所以当主在十字架上，他付了代价。
So when he paid the price on the cross.
他现在有权柄开书卷。
He now has the authority to open these seals.
所以当他书卷完全打开了的时候呢，就好像向世界表明了这整个世界是属于神的。
So once he opens all of these seals.It signifies that everything once again belongs to him.
而且把所有的受造之物带回到神的面前，恢复神的心意。
And that he will bring all his creations back before him and bring them according to the will of God.
所以在这里呢，你看见他手里拿着小书卷是展开来的。
So here you see that he has an open book.
那接下来他右脚踏海，左脚踏地。
And he set his right foot on the sea and his left foot on the land.
这什么意思
？What does this mean？
你记得在约书亚第一章第三节有一段话。
In Joshua chapter 1 verse 3, there's a saying.
凡你脚掌所踏之地都是你的。
Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given you.
所以现在他右脚踏海，左脚踏地，这些都是属于他的。
So now his left foot is in the sea and.His right foot is on the sea and his left foot on the land, which means they all belong to him.
然后他大声呼喊，好像狮子吼叫。
And he cried with a loud voice as when a lion roars.
启示录五章第五节告诉我们，他是大卫的那个狮子。
In Revelation 5, chapter 5, it says that our God is the lion of.
他是犹大支派的狮子。他是犹大支派的狮子。
He is the lion of Judah.
所以他大声吼叫，好像狮子。
So he cries with a loud voice like a lion.
主在十字架上大声喊叫什么了？成了。
On the cross, Jesus Christ yelled loudly or cried out that it is finished.
呼喊完了呢，就七雷八声。
And after he cries out, there are seven thunders.
然后七雷发声以后呢，你看约翰就要把它写下来。
And after these.Seven thunders, John wants to write down what the thunders say.
因为约翰知道这个七雷发生是什么意思。
Because he understands the meaning of these seven thunders.
但这里就听见从天上有声音说，七雷所说的你要封上，不可写出来。
But he heard a voice from heaven saying, seal up the things which the seven thunders uttered, and do not write them.
所以有些神的奥秘呢，还没有完全向人启示。
So some of God's mysteries have not been revealed to man.
你记得保罗曾经有三层天的那个经历。
Paul had the experience of the third heaven.
但是呢，保罗没有讲太多。
But Paul did not speak of it much.
为什么
？Why？
因为在《生命记》二十九章二十九节告诉我们一段话。
Because in Deuteronomy chapter 29 verse 29.
他说：“隐秘的事是属于耶和华的。”明显的事呢，是属于我们跟我们的子孙的，为的是要叫我们来遵守。
The secret things belong to the Lord our God, but those things which are revealed belong to us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law.
所以七雷发生的意义啊，他把它隐藏起来了。
So the meaning of the seven thunders has not been revealed.
当然我知道你们也很好奇了。
But we know that we're all very curious.
所以如果你要知道的话，给你一点提示。
So if you want to know, I'll give you a clue. Hint.
你知道诗篇二十九篇。
In Psalms 29.
那里特别提到神发的声音，就好像什么呢？荣耀的神在那里打雷。
It speaks of the voice of the Lord
God of glory thunders.
The God of glory thunders.
所以诗篇二十九篇第三节特别讲到，神在那里发声的时候，就好像荣耀的神在那里打雷。
So in Psalms 29 verse 3, it says that the voice of the Lord is like a thunder.
诗篇二十九篇七次提到神发声。
In Psalms 29, it speaks of seven times where the Lord makes sounds.
所以每一次发声，你看见都有一些事情发生。
So every time he makes a sound, something happens.
所以启示录。我们在读启示录的时候呢，你也发觉有其实圣经在其他的经文里有很多是对照的，可以给我们做参考的。
So in the book of Revelation, we see that there are many clues given in other books of the Bible.
好，然后到了第五节、第六节呢，然后他就讲到了，他就不再有时日了，意思说不再单言了。
So in verse 5 and 6 of Revelation 10, it says that he shall delay no longer.
你知道从主升天到现在差不多有两千年了。
When Christ had ascended to heaven, it has been about 2,000 years.
你知道，很多时候我们都觉得主一直在单言。
Many times we feel that the Lord is delaying.
但在这里说了，他不再单言了，时候不多了。
But here he says that he shall delay no longer, and there is not much time.
因为我们知道，彼得后书第三章告诉我们，不是主要单言，他实在是宽容。是盼望人能够悔改。
In 2 Peter chapter 3, it says, The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, but is long-suffering towards us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance.
所以你看见不是主要单言，实在是他一直在宽容。
But it is not that the Lord is delaying, it is that he is long-suffering.
那对于我们来讲呢，很多时候主给我们时间是为了让我们属灵的生命能够成熟。
So to us, it represents that the Lord is giving us this time to mature spiritually.
但是现在他说不再单言了。
But here he says he will delay no longer.
所以到了第七节他说，就在第七位天使吹号发声的时候，神的奥秘就成全了。
So in verse 7 it says,But in the days of the sounding of the seventh angel, when he is about to sound, the mystery of God would be finished as he declared to his servants the prophets.
这里特别提到第七位天使吹号的许多日子中文翻得不好，它是 many days， 就是他第七位天使吹号有很长的一段时间。
Here in verse 7, it speaks of the sounding of the seventh angel, and in this verse it says the days or many days.
对，就在第七位天使吹号以后呢，神的奥秘就成全了。
Because after the sounding of the seventh angel, the mystery of God will be finished.
而这个神的奥秘呢，就是神所传给他仆人众先知的佳音。
And the mystery of God will be finished as he declared to his servants the prophets.
我们晓得。这个跟我们今天发生很密切的关系。
We know that this has very close ties to our generation today.
你知道我们晓得，很快就一个普世的灾难要来到。
We know that we will soon have
tribulation.
A great tribulation.
那最大的灾祸，大灾难呢，是最后的三年半。
And the greatest tribulation will come in the last 3.5 years.
那这灾难来到之前呢，首先发生一件事情。
Before this great tribulation begins, there one thing will happen first.
这跟我们有很重要的关系。
And this concerns us greatly.
就是得胜者，要首先要提到神的宝座。
And it is that the overcomers will be raised.
对，这个记载就在启示录十二章所提到那个蓝孩子。
And this is mentioned in Revelation chapter 12 as the male child.
对，启示录十二章第五节， 他说妇人要生一个男孩子，就是将来要用铁杖管辖辖管万国的，他的孩子被提到神宝座那里去了。
In Revelation chapter 12 verse 5, and she bore a male child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron, and her child was caught up to God and to his throne.
灾难之前这件事情要先发生。
Before the tribulations begin?
Yeah, 这件事情要发生。
This must happen.
那这个男孩子是谁呢？
And who is this male child?
就是十一节所提到一些得胜者。
It is the overcomers mentioned in verse 11.
就十二章十一节所提到的。
So Revelation chapter 12 verse 11.
他说弟兄胜过他是因羔羊的血和自己所见证的道，他们虽至于死也不爱惜性命。
And they overcame him by the blood of the lamb and by the sword of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to the death.
这跟我们有很密切的关系。
This has a very close connection to us.
如果我们就是这些得胜者，
If we are these overcomers,
灾难来到之前呢，我们已经被提到宝座上去了。
Before tribulation comes, we will be already brought to the throne.
这些得胜者的条件，这里特别提到这三个条件，就是因着羔羊的血，自己所见证的道，虽至于死也不爱惜性命。
There are three things that we must have. We must have the blood of the lamb, the word of the testimony, and we must not love our lives to the death.
对。当这些得胜者被提到宝座以后呢，第二件事情要发生的就是空中就有了征战。
Once these overcomers have been brought to the throne, the second thing will happen, and that there will be a war in the heavens.
你知道主耶稣曾经对教会说过，
Once Jesus had told the church,
你们在地上所捆绑的我在天上就捆绑，
What you bind on earth will be bound in heaven.
你们在地上所释放的我在天上就释放，
And what you loose on earth we will loose in heaven.
对，所以现在这得胜者他在地上他已经胜过了仇敌。
So here these overcomers have overcome the enemy.
所以你看十一节弟兄已经胜过他了。
So in verse 11, they overcame him.
对。因为他胜过了，他被提到了宝座了，现在神在天上也要做同样的工作。
And because they overcame him on earth and were raised to the throne, now the Lord will do so in heaven.
所以现在呢，你就看撒旦跟着他的使者就被摔下来了。
So now Satan and his angels will be cast out.
那这代表什么意思呢？现在天空本来是撒旦所盘踞、所占据的呢，现在就干净了。
So the air which Satan had overtaken will now be cleansed.
那接下来发生什么事呢？主就带着这些得胜者，就从宝座就来到了空中。
And now our Lord will take the overcomers and come to the air.
那这时候就发生了，接下来就发生了第七位天使要吹号了。
And at this time, the seventh angel will sound.
如果我们读哥林多前书十五章五十一节五十二节。
If we read 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 51 to 52.
还有就是提摩太前书第十章。First Timothy chapter 4. First Timothy chapter 4.
Oh, or, and then First Timothy chapter 4.
他那里告诉我们什么呢？他就说在末次号筒吹响的时候。
It tells us,
The last trumpet.
At the last trumpet.
你记得最后一个号筒是什么？就第七号吗？
Remember that the last trumpet is the seventh trumpet.
第七位天使一吹号的时候，你看他说死人在主里面死的人要先复活，然后活着的人与他们一同被提到空中与主相遇。
It speaks of the dead will be raised.
我们活着的人跟他一同被提到空中。
And those that are still living will be caught up to the air.
对，所以你看见呢， 这个是在空中与主相遇，跟在前面宝座与主相遇不太一样啊。
So you see that those brought up to the air and those brought up to the throne are very different.
那在空中与主相遇干什么？
So what does it mean to be raised to the air?
这什么意思？我们被提到空中与主相遇什么意思？
What does it mean for us to be raised to the air?
在空中与主相遇就是什么？基督台前的审判开始。
This represents the judgment that we will have before the throne.
所以忠心的人啊，向着主忠心的人在那个时候就要得赏赐。
So those that are faithful to God will receive their blessing.
对，那同时呢，在地上发生什么事情？
And at the same time, what happens on earth?
因为第七个号吹响的时候呢，你知道就七碗就下来了。
So we understand that during the seventh trumpet, the seven bowls descend onto the earth.
所以你看见在云上是基督台前的审判，因为审判要先从神的家开始。
So we see that judgment comes before those in the air because God always judges from his house.
然后呢，地上呢就是七碗的审判。
And the judgment on earthIs the seven bowls.
所以我们信徒跟这七碗是没有关系的。
So those of us that are saved have nothing to do with the seven bowls.
接下来我们知道，当上面审判完之后，地上的七碗也结束了以后，要发生什么事？
So once the judgment is finished in the air and the seven bowls have finished on earth, then what happens?
这就主就带着得胜者来到地上。
Then the Lord will take his overcomers and bring them down to earth.
这就是启示录十九章。
And this is Revelation chapter 19.
从十一节到十六节所讲的。
From verse 11 to verse 16.
他就带着这些得胜者就一同来到地上。那是地上一个征战，就是最后的一次征战，叫做哈米基多顿的大战。
So once...The overcomers and the Lord come back to earth. There will be a great war, and this war will be called the Armageddon.
对，那时候，你知道主就在地上就建立了国度。
And at this time, the Lord will start to build his
kingdom.
Kingdom.
那千年国度 millennium 就完了以后呢，接下来就怎么样呢？就是死人的审判，就是白色大宝座的审判。
And after the millennium.There will be the dead will be judged, and this will be done before the throne.
这就是白色大宝座的审判。
And this is the white throne, or the judgment of the white throne.
那就是第二十章十一节所记载的。
Which is in Revelation chapter 20, verse 11.
特别讲到白色大宝座。
It speaks of the great white throne.
那个是千年国之后。
And this occurs after the millennium.
那这个时候呢，撒旦。敌基督跟假先知呢，都要丢到火湖里面了。
And at this time, Satan, the Antichrist, and the false prophets will be thrown into a lake of fire.
这就是启示录十一章十五节到十八节给我们综合一起讲了。
And this comes from Revelation chapter 11, verse 15 to 18.
对，你看十五节，他特别提到，他第七位天使吹号，天上就有大声音说：“世上的国。”成了我主和主基督的国，他要作王，直到永永远远。
Verse 15, then the seventh angel sounded, and there were loud voices in heaven saying, "The kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of His Christ, and He shall reign forever and ever."
然后十八节，外邦发怒，你的愤怒也临到了。
In verse 18, the nations were angry, and your wrath has come.
这边讲到神的愤怒，那就七碗所代表的。
And this speaks of God's wrath, which represents the seven bowls.
然后审判死人的时候也到了，那是指千年国度之后。
And the time of the dead, which represents the time after the millennium.
你的仆人众先知和众圣徒，凡敬畏你名的人，年大带小得赏赐的时候也到了。
You should reward your servants, the prophets and the saints, and those who fear your name, small and great.
而指着向着主忠心的人呢，在千年国度，他们要得赏赐。
And those represent the blessings that the faithful will have during the millennium.
然后最后来讲，你败坏那些败坏世界之人的时候也就到了。
And should destroy those who destroy the earth.
所以你看，撒旦敌基督加先知都丢到火。
So Satan, the Antichrist, and the false prophets will all be thrown into a lake of fire.
所以今天神的预言，哦，98%都应验了。
So as of today, 98% of God's prophecies have come true.
接下来的第一件事情就是得胜者要被提到宝座。
So the next thing that will happen will be the overcomers that will be brought to the throne.
所以我们都很可能要面临到这件事情。
So we may all come to face this thing.
所以时候不多了。
So the time is short.
主说不再 delay 了，不再耽延了。
And he will no longer delay.
问题是我们有没有预备好
the question is, are we ready?
我们是不是像我们刚才所说的我们爱我们的主跟他的家
Are we able to love the Lord and his house?
我们是不是愿意让他在我们的耳朵上开通我们的耳朵
Are you willing to open your ears?
我们是不是愿意像大卫那样子不但爱他也顺服
Are we willing to love like David, but also be humble?Obey like David.
我们是不是常常有这种谦卑的心祷告的灵、啊、活在神的面前
Are we humble and are we filled with the spirit of prayer and do we live before our Lord?
愿我们每一个在这个灾难来到之前呢我们都已经被提了
We hope that all of us will be raised before this tribulation comes.
愿神祝福我们
Let the Lord bless us.
我们一起祷告
Let us pray.
主我们感谢你借着你宝贵的话语你再来向我们新的深处来说话主啊我们愿意再一次把我们自己交在你的手中主啊你来开通我们的耳朵主借着你的爱在我们里面激励我们好让我们真实不再为自己活主乃是愿意为你这位替我们死而复活的主而活主让我们把自己当作活祭交奠在你的面前主让你在我们身上有路我们承认凭着我们自己主我们差得何等的远但主我们感谢你说凡靠着你进到神面前的你都能拯救到底愿你是长远活着为我们代求主时候真不多让我们能够放下自己主愿意舍己能够背起十字架来跟随你主让你在我们身上得着主你要得着的把荣耀和赞美都归给你祷告奉主耶稣基督的名阿们